622-1320 WILS. Dr. Gerard Lamero joins us now. He is, he's been here many times. He's the author of the new book, Great News for America. And he is here to tell us that America will not be intimidated. Writes about it on his website, greatnewsforamerica.com. Dr. Lamero, always great to have you on WILS.
Oh, it's great to be back with you. Last time we talked, I think, was the week after the election.
Yes, it's been a while. And what you talk about is not only the external threats like North Korea, but you say a lot of the intimidation is happening in Washington, D.C. What kinds of things are you seeing right now that way?
Well, you know, Trump campaigned on draining the swamp, which meant basically cleaning up Washington. And there are a lot of people, both in the deep state, you know, people that have been there for many, many years, who are used to business as usual. And he intends to change how Washington does business. And I think most of those people, there are certain, you know, antibodies that are going to try to prevent this alien outsider from changing Washington, D.C.
Now, most of the leakers, some of the assertions are that they're former Obama officials that are leaking things out against President Trump. Do you believe that to be the case?
Well, since most of the government is inhabited by people in the Obama administration, Trump did not fire all 4,000 of Obama's appointees, and he did not appoint all 4,000 of his replacement folks. So you'd have to think that if something funny is going on against, you know, the policies that he would be aspiring to, there's probably some leftovers from Obama's administration that are involved.
Okay, now, how should he address that?
Well, I think if it's obvious that someone is working against him, for example, that temporary attorney general, you fire them. People serve at the will and the pleasure of the president. So you can get rid of people if he uncovers certain intelligence sources that leaked, for example, the Lieutenant General Mike Flynn conversation with the Russian ambassador, which, by the way, is not legal as far as I understand, because at the time, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was a private citizen, and you can't.
You're not supposed to listen
kind of
in. Right. Once he's talking, you're supposed to stop listening. Do you think that. Do you think that he was actually wiretapped the way he claimed, President Trump claims at this point?
It's conceivable, and he has access to all intelligence of the United States, and we don't know what he knows, and he's not going to let on, because you always hold the cards close to the chest when you're in difficult situations, and with the type of sabotage that's going on, you know, for example, his conversations with the Australian leader, the Mexican leader, being leaked right after he made phone calls from the White House. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people are doing things against his will. He didn't want those calls leaked.
And he called out President Obama specifically. Do you believe that President Obama would have personally wanted to see Donald Trump wiretapped?
It's possible for different reasons. For example, the Democrats have said on a number of occasions that the Russians have hacked the election. If that's true, it's possible the president, the former president, might wanted to hack and see what was going on with the election. But they also contradict themselves in that the Democrats have also said that the elections, you remember back in October, before we talked, they were talking about how there's no way, I mean, Obama said there's no way the Russians could hack the election because it's like 3,000 small elections. You know, there's 3,000 counties in the U.S.,
right.
And each one of them is administered by the local county clerk or whatever administrator does it.
So, in your view, do they have any influence on the election, the Russians?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think what had the biggest influence on the election were the Podesta emails, and those were apparently the result of him, and I don't think anybody's challenged this, he responded to a phishing expedition. You know, somebody wanted his password, they needed to do something, you know, one of those phony emails you get all the time that most people delete, and I think John Podesta accidentally answered that email, and that was it. He got hacked.
Talking to Dr. Gerard Lamero, his book is Great News for America, The Constitution, Freedom, and Prosperity Are Coming Back. What do you make of the back and forth within the Republican Party now over the plan to replace Obamacare? Conservatives not happy with it. What do you make of the plan so far?
Well, I'm going to change it a little bit on what you just said, the question. I would say virtually all the Republicans are conservative. They're just different degrees of conservative. Some people want a complete free market. You know, there's just a lot of variations.
Well, are you happy with the changes being made? Do you think they go far enough?
I don't think they go far enough, but then according to the president, there's going to be a phase two and phase three. He's like a good CEO. He delegates to the people under him a job. He said, this is the goal. You go do it the best way you can. Mm-hmm. Ryan came back and said, we got this bill. It doesn't do everything, but it's a good starting point. So I would say he's letting his people carry out the vision.
Yeah, they're going to pull back the Medicaid expansion. What is that going to end up doing, you think?
Oh, it's hard to know because I don't know what the final bill is going to look like. Mm. I think that the principles involved are that the people who need to be in the safety net will be in the safety net. Nobody's going to be left out. Trump has said he's not going to allow people to die in the streets. And I think, you know, they're going to take care of it somehow. And exactly what format, you know, subsidies, tax credits, block grants to states. I don't know what it's going to take the form of because I think we're in the opening negotiation. This is going to take some time because don't forget, the healthcare industry is about 20% of the American economy. That is huge. And trying to, you know, tweak all these different things, you know, drugs and doctors,
yeah, a lot
and
of
medical
pieces.
Devices.
In terms of the Democrats and their effectiveness in blocking these initiatives in general, how good have they been so far?
Well, they've done some foot dragging on some of the appointments, and that they've made a lot of noise. But let's face it, I mean they can be blocked in various ways. They do not have the votes. They're a minority party, and anytime Trump wants to go ahead with anything, they basically have the way to do it, including going what they call nuclear, which just essentially means you go to a majority vote in the Senate rather than a filibuster-proof 60 vote. Majority.
And you also say he needs to make some recess appointments when the Senate's not in session. How aggressively do you think he'll end up doing that?
I think he's going to use it. The reason for that is the fact that they are dragging their feet on a lot of appointments. You know, most presidents get their staff in place pretty quickly. He hasn't done as well because the Democrats have put up a big fuss. But let's face it, they lost the election. They ought to start listening to the American people. And they've lost the Senate, lost the House. And in 2018, they're going to lose more seats in the Senate. Why do I say that? Because they have to defend 25 seats out of about 33 in 2018. There's no way they're going to get them.
Not a very bright future there. Dr. Gerard Lamero right here on WILS. Find him at greatnewsforamerica.com. Gerard, thank you very much.
Oh, great to be with you. You have a great show.
You too. Here's Fox News.